Welcome to Israel 18 News at 9 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Tonight, clear skies are expected across most of Israel, with a mild breeze making it a comfortable evening to be outdoors. In Tel Aviv, temperatures are pleasant, while in Jerusalem, it's slightly cooler. Haifa remains comfortably warm for this time of year. Here are today's headlines. First, the Jerusalem Post reports just in that northern Israel's emergency response squads feel abandoned as the IDF Home Front Command reduces their mobilization due to a Hezbollah ceasefire. Also, according to the Times of Israel, earlier today, a tour of an underground Hezbollah base in Lebanon reveals that all of Israel is within range of their drones, sparking military frustration with the ceasefire. Also this hour, JNS reports that Israeli envoy Yeshiel Leiter warns that ongoing Lebanon talks risk becoming a diplomatic disaster amid U.S.-Iran diplomacy. Separately, Ynet states that Israeli ambassador Yekiel Leiter emphasizes the importance of keeping Iran out of Lebanon, questioning the basis of Hezbollah disarmament talks. And finally, from Forward, earlier today, an Israeli citizen, Michael Mizrahi, was identified as the victim in a Montreal shooting, deeply impacting the local Jewish community. From X, the latest. Eli Afriat, an Israeli commentator, posted just minutes ago that since October 7th, the IDF and Shin Bet have eliminated 2,555 terrorists, stating this is not the end of their efforts. Open Source Intel, an analyst, noted minutes ago that former President Trump stated IAEA inspectors will be on the ground in Iran when appropriate, indicating no rush. Ynet Global reported minutes ago about the mysterious death of fitness icon Gilad Yanklovich in Hawaii, with his team confirming he was found lifeless at the foot of his building as police investigate. Now for more on those stories, starting with the Jerusalem Post report, northern Israel's emergency squads feel sidelined as the IDF plans to reduce their numbers due to a perceived lull from the Hezbollah ceasefire. This decision comes despite local fears that threats remain. The impact is a feeling of vulnerability among residents close to the border. Turning to the Times of Israel, the revelation of Hezbollah's drone capabilities has heightened Israel's security concerns. The IDF's frustration stems from the ceasefire's limitations, which they feel hinders their defensive operations. For Israelis, this raises questions about long-term safety. Meanwhile, JNS highlights Israeli envoy Yekiel Leiter's concerns about Lebanon talks. He warns that neglecting Hezbollah's empowerment could derail peace efforts. This underscores the delicate balance in diplomatic negotiations involving multiple regional players. In a related development, Ynet discusses Leiter's remarks on Iran's involvement in Lebanon. He questions whether efforts to disarm Hezbollah can proceed without addressing Iran's influence. This highlights the complexity of achieving stability in the region. Finally, the Forward reports the tragic death of Michael Mizrahi in Montreal. As a beloved member of the Jewish community, his loss is felt deeply, prompting calls for justice and safety for Israelis abroad. Turning to business and markets. First, Israel Hayom Business reports that Victory plans to disrupt the fuel market by offering significant discounts on fuel prices with interest-free payment plans, challenging the current government price structure. Separately, Walla Business highlights a controversy where a consumer club planned a men-only World Cup event, retracting the decision after public backlash, showing the power of consumer voices in corporate decisions. And finally, CTech notes that the social network X experienced global disruptions affecting users in several countries, highlighting the platform's ongoing technical challenges. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 10:00 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.